Okay. Moving on. Once again, I need a motion for the acceptance of the minutes, please.
Favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Bear with me 1 minute while I get organized. All right, first item is PCO 7-19. I am going to move to hold that until the second meeting in February. I need a motion.
Motion to hold to the second meeting in February.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, do we have to do the minutes, acceptance of minutes?
We did.
Okay.
Thank you. Yep. Moved by 5, seconded by 3, and 3 in favor. Next item is PCO 17-19 relative to senior and veteran exemptions not drafted. I'm going to ask for a motion to hold that till the first meeting in March, please.
Motion to hold the first meeting in March.
Seconded.
We have a motion to hold. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Next item is an ordinance relative to employee benefits. It's PCO 21-19. I am going to make a motion to withdraw. I need a second.
I'll second the motion to withdraw.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Next item, PCR 29-20, a resolution memorializing the General Assembly to enact legislation authorizing the City of Warwick to issue not to exceed $10 million general obligation bond, notes, and other evidences of indebtedness to finance the construction, renovation, improvement, alteration, repair, furnishing and equipping of athletic and or recreational fields and facilities for the city's high schools, subject to the approval of state housing aid at a reimbursement rate of state share ratios of not less than 35% at the time of issuance, and provided that the authorization shall be reduced by the amount of certain grants received from state bond proceeds from the Rhode Island Department of Education or from the Rhode Island School Building Authority. Councilman Sinapi.
Hold until the second meeting in January, please.
We have a motion at the request of a request of the sponsor to hold until the second meeting in January. I need a motion.
I'll make that motion on behalf of the sponsor.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second to hold PCR 29-20 to the second meeting in January. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That concludes the Finance Committee business. It is 6:08. Thank you very much.
Solicitor Walsh, is it true that intergovernmental is next?
Yes.
Ordinance would be next.
Thank you.
Excuse me one minute. Is Council President Marola, is he logged in as yet?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Ordinance is next. It's eligible to begin. So Chairman McAllister, Councilman Corley, Councilman Sinapi.
I'm here. All right. I call the ordinance committee at 6:09. First off is the acceptance of the minutes for the November 4th meeting. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
It's been moved. Do I have a second? It's been moved and second. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. First off is PCO 15-19 sub A, an ordinance regarding health insurance for city employees. Councilman Lattiser, Council President Marola. Councilman Lattiser. You're on mute, Councilman.
That's unusual for me, but nonetheless, I'm going to request that that be moved to the pending file.
Okay, I'll make that motion on behalf of the sponsor to move PCO 15-19 sub A to the pending file. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second.
It's been moved in second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Next up is PCO 16-20, an ordinance relative to permitting and regulating charitable donation bins. Councilman Ricks, not drafted.
I believe that we will have it ready for the upcoming meeting. So I would request to hold to the first meeting in December.
All right. And the date of that meeting is?
Let's see. It is December 7th.
Okay. I'll make the motion on behalf of the sponsor to hold to December 2nd, 7th. Do I have a second?
Second.
It's been moved in second. All those in favor? Aye.
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 All right. Thank you very much. And that closes ordinance at 6:11.
Public safety is next. Chairman Sinapi, Councilman Ricks, Councilman Howe, and it is an order to proceed.
All right, public. Wait, is Councilman Howe ready? Yep, he's in. I see Jeremy. All right, we're good. So public safety will start at 6:11 p.m. First, looks like we have acceptance of minutes from the meeting held on November 4th. Do you have a motion to accept?
Motion to accept.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next up, we have PCO 28-19, ordinance in regards to no parking between signs in front of 301 West Shore Road on Sundays from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Councilman McElroy, not drafted.
I'm still waiting to hear back from the State Traffic Commission because that's on a state road. Why don't you hold this until the second meeting in January?
All right, request by the sponsor to hold to the second meeting in January. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Seconded.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Next, we have PCO 21-20, resolution relative to claims. Mary McGann. Lynn, unless something's changed, I was going to request to hold this.
I'm looking to see if Mrs. McGann is on. I'm not sure if she is. It doesn't look like it. She said she spoke with somebody today and was reaching out.
Yeah, I spoke to the administration, and as far as I'm aware, they conveyed to her the party they needed to speak to, and then we would hold it for as long as necessary for Ms. McGann to verify she's actually going to get whatever she's owed, and if not, then she can come back to us. But that way we wouldn't deny the claim unless and until she finished that process with the third party.
So
I'm just making sure nothing new happened since then.
She just did. She's on. She just signed on, Councilman.
Already.
Sorry.
Okay. If she's on, Phil, can you give her the ability to participate? She's set.
She is set.
Oh, perfect.
I'm sorry. I'm here.
You're very faint, Ms. McCann. I don't know if you're far away from the microphone or not.
Okay, I'm here. I've just joined.
So I don't know if you heard what I just mentioned, but the plan was to hold this unless and until your efforts with the third party broke down or until you were successful with them.
Right. Well, I just got the name of the third party today. So around 2:30. So I know where to call now, but I don't have a contact number there, but I'll work my way through that. So what do you want me to do? Call somebody at City Hall when I know what's going on?
That'd be perfect.
Okay. I got a call today from someone from the mayor's office. And Sue Baker.
Yep.
Yeah, and she informed me that who I should contact. So I called the company once. I have someone who doesn't think he's the right person, but will get back to me by the end of the week there. So I'll follow through and try to get to the right department there and let you know. So I'll call back Sue when I know more.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. And my plan would be to hold this till the second meeting in January. That way it gives you plenty of time.
Yeah.
Hopefully make some headway. And rather than you having to
yes.
call in every single meeting.
That sounds great to me too. Thank you. I wish you all the great holidays and I thank you for your support.
Thank okay. you, and you as well.
Okay. Thank you.
So, I move to hold this to the second meeting in January.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And that leaves resolution relative to claims. Mr. Mark Kuhl, is he on? I don't see him.
I did not hear back from him.
So for the context, this is a claim that we previously denied and we brought back at the request of the claimant because he wasn't able to access into the meeting where we denied it. And he wanted a chance to participate and make his case. So obviously we reconsidered it and now here we are. I'd rather hold it than deny it again just because we went through the effort of reconsidering, but I don't think we should do it.
Mr. Chairman, since we have some people in attendance, would it be possible that you just make it an all call and see if someone raises their hand?
I can tell based on the names he's not on. I can do it either way. Mark, who are you on? But I know he's not based on the three that I see attending. Like I said, I'd rather hold it just because we went through the motions of bringing this back.
A motion to hold. Oh, sorry.
No worries.
Ready?
Go ahead.
Motion to hold PCR 68-20 until the next meeting, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, whatever you think's fair.
I would say the next meeting because we kicked everything else until after.
And Lynn, does that give you enough time to try to contact them?
I will send out a letter tomorrow.
All right, appreciate it. So motion Welcome. Made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And unless I've missed something, I believe that concludes public safety at 6:17 p.m.
So Intergovernmental Committee would be up next, Chairman Corley, Councilman Howe, and Councilman McElroy. However, we are not yet at the 6:20 mark, so we will hold off and reconvene at that time that it is posted and in order. So two minutes.
Not used to that. Thank you.
It is 6:20 at my clock.
Punctual.
Are we ready to start?
Yes, the Intergovernmental Committee will begin at 6:20. The first item on the agenda is acceptance of the minutes from November 4th.
Move to accept minutes from November 4th, 2020 meeting.
Second.
A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next item is PCO-3-20, an ordinance amending Chapter 2, Article 1 of the Code of Ordinances. Which would require the director of DPW to present monthly routine reports to the city council. Councilman Lattiser is the sponsor.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. members of the committee, I am going to withdraw PCO 3-20. The reasons is that I completely believe that come the beginning of the year, the communication amongst department heads and those of us on the city council is going to change dramatically and change in a very good way. And having said that, I don't believe that this ordinance is going to be necessary. And I look forward to this communication just coming forth because it's the right thing to do and the way to do business. So I'm going to withdraw PCO 3-20.
Motion to withdraw PCO 3-20 per the sponsor.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
The next item is PCR-196-19, a resolution to the General Assembly for additional funding for Warwick Public Schools. This is filed up by the President, President Merola. It's not drafted. I don't know if the president is on.
I am, but I did not hear what you said.
Okay, the item is PCR-196-19, a resolution to the General Assembly for additional funding for Warwick Schools. Not drafted.
Yeah, why don't we just hold it till December 7th?
Okay, well, on behalf of the sponsor, I would move that we hold it to December 7th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
The next item is PCR-40-20, a resolution in regards to amending the city council rules. Councilman Sinapi, it's not drafted.
We hold till the second meeting in December, please.
Per request of the sponsor, hold PCR 40-20 to the second meeting of December.
I'll second it.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
The next item is PCR-91-20, a resolution relative to the city council meeting calendar for 2021. Councilwoman Travis?
Yes, I'd like to have that favorable action with an amendment. We have a problem with the January meeting because it's scheduled for January 4th, which is the day before the inauguration, which means that our two new people won't be on. So we would have to move that to maybe the 6th, January 6th, on the Wednesday. And we do have the Wednesday meeting for Martin Luther King. So, but we need to get this calendar moved because of the fact that, you know, all these bids and stuff to have a January date. So if we can move a favorable action with an amendment moving January 4th to January 6th, I think that will pass it by fine.
Okay. There is an amendment by the sponsor. So we're going to take up the amendment to move the first meeting from January 4th to January 6th. And I will move that on behalf of the sponsor.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion concerning that amendment? Hearing none, we will vote on the amendment. Aye.
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 Okay, now as the amendment has passed, and now I assume that Councilman Travis wants it to receive favorable action as amended.
Favorable action as amended, please.
I have a request on this as well.
Okay. Councilman Sinapi.
Sorry, I thought I was conveying it earlier, but apparently I my second means of muting was still on. I have an issue with the September 8th meeting as well. I would need it to be either the week prior or the week after. And I don't know if Attorney Walsh or Attorney Pecchia know when this actually has to be approved by the scheduling of the council meetings for 2021.
No.
That has to be an amazing question.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what the council president said. What did you say, council president?
I was just saying that that would be a question for Lynn because it has to be advertised.
Yeah, for the open meetings, I believe everything is posted for the full year. So I think if the clerk has any other input, I believe we need to have this wrapped up so that we can announce the full schedule before the next year begins and before That's the next correct. Council convenes.
So either of the December meetings would be sufficient?
To hold, or are you looking to make an amendment here or to study this further and have members evaluate their schedules further?
The latter, if it's possible, but if it's not, then the former.
I defer to the clerk, but if we can have this wrapped up at the next meeting, perhaps.
I'd prefer the next meeting. I think you'd be calling it kind of close with it being the 21st of December to get your yearly your calendar posted to the Secretary of State.
Yeah, I mean, that would work for me.
I have a question, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. Lynn, I think that there's also a whole host of other reasons why we need to have this calendar set too, right? There's other bids, there's other things that need to be posted, there's other things that need to be done. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't see where we're at any advantage to holding this calendar any further. Councilman Sinapi has a suggestion for making a change on another date. We certainly can entertain that now, but I just see delaying the moving on this calendar as creating other issues. We have some bids from the previous meeting that we've held until January and some in February. We've been holding this for quite a while now. I don't particularly see any reason to continue holding it. I would suggest we move on Councilman Sinapi's suggestion and go from there.
Mr. Chairman.
Councilman Howe.
Thank you, sir. We can accept this calendar as is, and then we would still have time to honor what Councilman Sinapi is recommending. As long as it's done in a good amount of time, we can still revisit the calendar after, as long as we do it within the legal time of the posting, correct?
Correct.
Because we're talking September. So we can approve this calendar now, and maybe in January, February, we can then revisit, and that gives the public plenty of time to be able to change the schedule.
Right.
Yeah, and that works for me. As long as it's changed, it doesn't matter to me when. I'm not trying to make things difficult.
No, understood. I wanted clarification on that. Thank you, Councilman. Thank you.
I would ask the question to other members of the council. Are there any other dates of concern beyond the Councilman Sinapi's request on the September 8th meeting? Having already addressed the January 4th to 6th issue.
I would suggest that since Councilman Sinapi said that either moving the September 8th meeting up or back a week would be acceptable, I would suggest that Monday, August 30th might be the best date to move that September 8th meeting to, because we only otherwise have one meeting in August, and so we don't want to necessarily backload too much. And then, as it is, we have the September 20th meeting, so we don't want to have two meetings on top of each other either.
Seems like a good idea.
Councilwoman Travis, since you are the prime sponsor, what is your opinion on that?
I don't have a problem with August 30th. That'll be fine. I just like to see the calendar move so that way if we have to be putting it in December when we want to move dates to January, it's already in place. I think the whole calendar could, like Councilman Howell said, have the whole calendar go forward. And if there's any adjustments we have to do in January, we'll do it then. And then the calendar's done.
Agreed.
Okay. So what is stopping the council from simply moving that September date to August 30th? I can't see there's anything to be gained by waiting. You can do that, and then you'll have your calendar.
Correct.
Not going to be my calendar.
Well, somebody's got to make a motion to put it on the 30th, and then again a second. Go for it.
Motion to approve as amended.
Well, we have to have an amendment to move the. We have to have an amendment to move the September date to August 30th. That's what we need a motion on.
I'll make a motion then from September. What was it?
I'll make the motion on your behalf since we're in the committee still.
We're hearing all kinds of dates. Okay, yes. Go ahead.
No, the first meeting in September, September 8th, and there is a motion. Well, I'm moving to change it to August 30th.
Second.
Okay, we have motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, now we have the calendar with the two amendments. The first one is changing January 4th, and the second one is changing the September 8th date. The 4th is changed to January 6th, and the September 8th date is changed to August 30th. Do we have a motion to pass it? More favorable action?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Councilman, please check for public comment on that one first before the vote.
Okay, that's fine. Is there anyone in the public that wishes to be heard concerning the calendar for the city council? Anyone from the public? One more time, is there anyone from the public that wishes to comment on the calendar for the city council? Okay, we'll close that. And now can we have there was a motion and a second on favorable action on the calendar. We'll vote on it.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, passes 3-0. I believe that's it for the intergovernmental meeting. It closes at 6:34.
The appointments committee would be up. Chairman McElroy, Councilman Rex, Councilman McAllister, and it is in order to proceed.
Okay, it is now 6:35 and the appointments committee is now in session. The first order of business is the acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on August 17th. Do I hear a motion?
Move to accept.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Our first order of business is the appointment to the Board of Assessment Review of Joseph Soro. Is Mr. Soro present?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mr. Soro?
Yes, I am present. I don't know if you can hear me.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, great.
Good evening, and thanks for stepping forward to apply for this position. Could you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I've been a residential appraiser since the early 1980s. I used to work for Old Stone Bank. I left the bank in 1991, have been self-employed since then with mortgage appraisal company, basically a residential appraiser, although I did have some commercial experience in the past. I have been sworn in as an expert witness in Rhode Island Family Court. I am a former member of the Cranston Assessor's Tax Board of Review. I also am a staff instructor at the Rhode Island Association of Realtors. I teach appraisal courses from 2005 to the present. So I've been involved in real estate appraising since approximately 1982.
Thank you, Mr. Soro. Any questions from the committee? Any questions from the council?
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Yes.
I'd just like to say thank you to Mr. Soro for applying, really stepping forward to take on this very important role for, I don't believe that this is even a paid position. I'm not 100% certain on that, but regardless, we certainly need highly qualified persons like Mr. Soro in positions like this. Just looking over your resume, it's hard to imagine someone more qualified applying for this. And
thank you.
It's great to see this talent. Well, you're very welcome. It's great to see this level of talent that you would bring to the board. And with all of that said, I would have one concern, and it has absolutely nothing to do with your qualifications or anything to do with you at all, but rather just that we are in that period between the holding of the election and the swearing in. And so for that reason, I think that it would be the most appropriate course of action to hold this until that first meeting in January. And again, it has absolutely nothing to do with your qualifications. I just, while we're still in the discussion, I wanted to voice that. And I am not yet making that a motion, but depending on the discussion, I may make a motion to that effect.
Any other questions from the council?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Councilman.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Chairman. I would echo Councilman Rick's kudos to Mr. Soro. I am equally impressed with his resume and his experience and his background, et cetera. I would also concur with Councilman Rick's and respectfully request that this appointment and actually any other appointments that may come up between now and the end of this calendar year be held until such time as Mayor-elect Picozzi has taken the helm. I do know that Mayor-elect Picozzi has sent a letter to the administration requesting that appointments to boards and commissions be held, and I think that that's a reasonable request. So I also would respectfully request that this appointment, as well as others that may come up in the next couple of meetings, be held. I think perhaps even to the second meeting in January, given the fact that everyone's going to be sworn in, including our two new colleagues, the day before the first meeting in January. So I just think that it would make sense to hold these appointments for the second meeting in January. Some of these positions I would just like to share with you have been vacant for quite some time, some a very long time. So I think the request to hold for another month or two is not unreasonable. And I would respectfully make the request that this appointment be held until the second meeting in January.
Okay. Any other comments from the council?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Councilwoman.
Yes, I also want to join in with Councilman Lanasore and Councilman Ricks. I really appreciate Mr. Soto coming forward, and yes, he's very well qualified, and I'm look forward to working with him. But I understand what they're saying about having the, you know, the two new people coming in. They're going to vote the next night, and they just barely get their books, probably getting to learn what's going on with the first meeting. It's all learning experience. But I really am impressed with your resume, and I think you're well qualified. I think you're going to do a good job, and it's nothing personal, but I think it makes sense to hold it till the second meeting in January also.
I totally understand.
Okay.
I neglected to mention I was a political science major from Providence College, so I understand.
Well, I'm very impressed. Very impressed. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your kind words.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
So the only thing I would add is I inquired with the mayor-elect if he'd prefer this appointment be held, and he did state he would prefer it be held. I know this appointment was made, actually, I believe, by the tax assessor's office back in October. But given that there's nothing critical that will go awry if we have to wait a little bit, and Neil, correct me if I'm wrong in that regard, as long as there's nothing critical that will go wrong in the interim, I don't see a reason why we shouldn't hold it either.
All right. Thank you very much, Councilman. I make a motion to hold this until the second meeting in January.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
I believe that is the last thing. So the appointments committee comes to an end at 6:43.
Public Properties is up next. Chairman Ricks, Councilman Corley, Councilman McElroy, and it is in order to proceed.
Thank you. It looks like everyone is ready. Before getting to the items, we have approval of the minutes from November 4th. Do we have a motion?
I move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Minutes approved. Next up, we have the first item. Excuse me, I should state for the record, the meeting on public properties, land use, and community affairs comes to order at 6:43 p.m. We already approved the minutes for November 4th. So first item on the agenda is PCO 19-20, an ordinance amending it to the zoning of the city of Warwick. Excuse me, I'm trying to do the split screen here. Okay, it's helpful if I can actually see the whole screen on the laptop. So here we go. First item is PCO 19-20, an ordinance amending to the zoning of the city of Warwick, Zarella Development Petitioner. This is sponsored by Councilwoman Travis. It is up for a second passage. Do we have a recommendation from Councilwoman Donna Travis?
Yes, I move favorable action on second passage of PCO 19-20.
We have the recommendation. Do we have the motion?
Yes, on behalf of the sponsor, I would move favorable action on second passage.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
So approved.
Any public comment, Chairman?
Oh, excuse me. Do we have any comment from members of the public? Seeing no hands raised, it appears no public comment. And Thank you to Solicitor Walsh for pointing that out. Again, we have the motion, we have the second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, now it is passed. So, second and I believe final item on the agenda is PCO 10-20, an ordinance relative to amendment of the Warwick Zoning Ordinance, regulations for the installation of solar energy systems. This is sponsored by Councilman Snappy. It is not yet drafted. Councilman Snappy, when would you prefer this be held to?
Be the first meeting in December, please.
Request for to hold to December 7th. Do we have a motion?
I would move that we hold it to December 7th on behalf of the sponsor.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And that concludes this committee meeting at 6:47 p.m.
Well, that is the end of the committees, and the full council is able to begin at 7 o'clock.